Hey, Joseph interrupted with a scowl. What is this? Instantly, the crowd froze in a stunned tableau. Eran was near the centre of the crowd, but if he was shocked, he astutely covered it.
Master Joseph, he smiled and offered, would you like to play around?
Joseph's eyes narrowed, unamused. We still have work to do. His eyes flashed to Myron. Both of you. Their expressions fell, but Joseph couldn't have cared less.
Come on, he snapped, furious. Hi, he says cheerfully. I'm Mason Brooks, and I'll be escorting you personally across the divide. May I just say how happy I am that you are coming over to see and experience our world. I promise we're going to do everything in our power to make your stay with us comfortable. I smile back and shake his hand. Hello, Mason. Good to meet you. I'm Dominic Burton, and this is Laura Yardley and Nicholas Clifford. Greetings are exchanged all round, then Mason gets serious. Okay.
She had reminded him of someone, but he could not for the life of him recall whom it was. Curious. Philip stepped back from the mirror and made for the door, giving himself a mental shrug. At the end of the day, none of this was his business. He was sorry to have been uncivil with Mrs. Forbes on their first meeting, but he hoped he had somewhat redeemed his lack of gentlemanly manners in the latter part of their encounter. In any case, he was unlikely to run into William's widow again, except for the funeral, at which he would pay his respects.